is unfortunate. It's something that is tragic. We strongly denounce it. It should not be the case. We really extend our profound condolences, thoughts, and prayers to the entire Catholic world, and more specifically to the families of the two nuns, Mary Abud and Sister Regina Roba, as well as our condolences to His Grace, the Archbishop Stephen Amayo of Dua Metro Pelton Archdiocese. Equally the same also, somewhere we extend our condolence to those the other members who are the victims who have lost their life in this tragic event. It's profoundly a sad event for the people of South Sudan, the religious fraternity at large. We strongly condemn this barbaric attack and cowardly attack on this civilian that has been going on for some time across South Sudan.
This is a high-profile event. It happened just a few miles away from Juba, a day after President Kiir himself traveled that road to attend the centenary of the lower parish. Yesterday, we reported that at least five people were killed, including two nuns from the Sacred Heart parish. President Kiir put it squarely on your group. He says you are responsible for it. Now, who did it?
That is a very good question. You know, this is an important event that has taken place in Loa and is attended by high-profile leaders of the country, including the president and the vice president. One would think that that route is completely well-secured and well-protected. But unfortunately, those nuns and those who are traveling in that route fell into this ambush. And we, in some categorically blame the government of South Sudan for this incident. We've been President Kiir's categorically trying to be pointing the fingers as a holdout group, which is derogatory name-calling for the opposition group. But we strongly denounce it. We have no any presence in the area by all means possible. Fortunately, this is falling squarely in the hands of the Juba regime. And in fact, history, if anything, evidence in the past have shown members of the SSPDF, South Sudan People Defense Forces, have been culprits in such incidents. As a reason, because these people who are serving the country, also the security of the country, has not been paid for a long time, and they resorted to banditry by attacking people, looting people's property. And we strongly believe that it's an internal incident perpetrated by Kiir and Kiir regime and his military force.
But you are the only armed groups that are not part of the government and are not part of the peace process. So the fingers of blame automatically turn to you.
It's very unfortunate, but the question is, which peace agreement are we talking about? The peace in South Sudan, but there's no peace. This is the agreement is collapsed. It's just a matter of time to be buried. But in reality, there's no peace agreement. And in fact, for us being not be part of the agreement, it's very abundantly clear. We put our statement very clear out there. We are against the agreement. But to put the record straight, we still engage with the government of South Sudan talks in Rome and the auspices of this community of San Egidio, and we are committed to the process. But unfortunately, throughout the process, Juba has been abrogating our initial agreement that we signed, for example, the cessation of hostility. Juba have attacked our position numerous times in the past. And that's something. It's not something new. But to your point, yes, we squarely blame Juba as the culprit, because this is happening in their watchful eyes. We don't have any presence in that specific location. And in fact, the Aro Junction. This is a suburb of Juba. This is very close to Juba. If we are functioning in Aro Junction, we would be walking to Juba any time. But this is not the case. We don't have any presence in the area.
The South Sudan Opposition Movements Alliance is not one group. It is an umbrella of four armed groups with no one unified command. So how can you say confidently that no elements from the group committed these atrocities?
That is not accurate. Somehow we function under one umbrella and with a coordinated effort as we speak. Therefore, we have semi-coordinated unified command.
Now, this is not the first time attacks on civilians happen where your group and the government trade accusations and counter-accusations. People are fed up with this game. What can you tell them that they have not heard before? How can you assure them? This is not just business as usual.
Well, the evidence speaks a volume. Unfortunately, people have become victims of this ongoing crisis in the country. It's very sad. We hope that should not be the case. We stand and speak for the people, and we will be the last to inflict injuries or any atrocity among the civilians. But unfortunately, if you can see today, the situation under the regime of Kiir is in total collapse and failing miserably. In fact, it's Kiir himself is perpetuating all the this killing in the country, because it is a policy of diverting attention of the people by creating insecurity all over the country in order to solidify his clinked in power.
How is this going to affect negotiations between SOMA and the government in the future and their own process in general?
I can tell you categorically, we in SOMA, we committed to this negotiation. We believe in a peaceful resolution of the conflict in our country. We want to see the country and our people live in freedom. And what we fought for the last 20 years, and why what we fought for to be an independent country. But it is very unfortunate, it's very reckless and irresponsible from President Kiir to utter anything as such, that withdrawing from Rome peace process is a threat. But that threat, I believe it is a pretext into what they intend to do, because our intel are telling us Juba is preparing to attack our positions as we speak.